"You okay?" she asked.
"I'm fine," I said, buttoning up my sweater again. "Is Maddie in the clear?"
"Yes."
She handed me the China gravy boat. I set it on the counter behind me and bent down to pick up Elvis.
"What did you do?"
Michelle asked.
"Why did Daisy scream? I thought we agreed no heroics."
"It wasn't me," I said.
I gave Elvis a scratch under his chin and he sighed.
"It was him."
I pointed to the stuffed toy on the floor.
"He came in with that in his mouth and dropped it on Daisy's foot."
Nick leaned sideways and squinted at the furry gray lump.
"It's just a toy," I said.
"No,"
Nick said slowly.
"It has feet, and they're moving."
I took a couple of steps backward. Elvis gave me a self-satisfied smile. It was the only way to describe it. Then he licked my chin and wriggled to get down. I put him on the floor, and he walked over to whatever was lying there, picked it up, and headed for the front door. No one stopped him.
"Smart cat," Michelle said to me.
"Don't tell me you think it brought that mouse in on purpose to distract Daisy Finetti," Nick said. "Come on, it's a cat."
"I know," I said.
If Elvis could tell when someone was lying, and I was convinced he could, then it wasn't that much of a stretch to believe his little stunt with the mouse was more than a coincidence. Nick must have seen something on my face. He shook his head.
"Seriously, Sarah, you don't really think that cat knew you were in trouble, do you? What, you think Elvis is Lassie and you're Timmy stuck down a well?"
I frowned at him.
"Of course not," I said. "Elvis is much smarter than Lassie."